224, or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today in arts and culture, with two pre-recorded interviews from the arts and culture spot and one from music. The first interview is with Kodjo Easy Dampte, a protester with protest music, and a brand new single called Protest. Give a listen. The second interview is with Enora Riviere, choreographer, dancer, writer, and researcher of the theater production Manifestement. The third interview is with Tess and Holly. Along with their theater partner, they are pulling a 2-meter x 3 rope in a 3-way tug-of-war on stage. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and at 8:20 we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, do parallel universes exist? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music. We'll be right back.
tears in my eyes.
You love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
I feel my heart bumping and I feel like it's you bumping to yours. You'll be feeling nothing and I feel like you'll be acting by force. I'll be training myself for the drill, but I'm hot cookies on the grill. I'll be turning so soft, you'll be eating for the thrill of it. Your empty tummy's got me sick of it. You're full of shit, you ain't aware that you'll be feeding off yourself. So take a look around you, choose the sugars added to the juice around you. Life's so colorful, yet you hurt and die. Yet black and white survives, yet goddess in disguise. And the life arrives, got the kids and wives. Your goals turn into roles, but this shit ain't a curse. But I'm a pros, I suppose that these are what we treasure life for. Not the bigger hoes, not the bigger clothes. We just catching bigger codes. Life is like a picture show. Realize that love is what the bigger picture shows. Yeah, yo.
So as long as you be acting so cool, you'll never be so rough. Try to keep your eyes straight and see right through the bluff. My love's about the feels and the touch. Can't believe you gave away your crush. So as long as you'll be acting so cool, you'll never be so rough. Try to keep your eyes straight, I see right through the bluff. My love's about the feels and the touch. I can't believe you gave away your crush. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
Yo, misunderstood, I'm still the outsider. Wish that I could keep my head brighter, but I misplaced, miss days when I was told to switch place. Lifestyle of the risky chase, I'm committed. Every motherfucking day, steady to climb, never decline until I find new ways to sink in my rhyme. The ink is dripping, the paper is drinking, the skit is thinking. The third person, the pertinent, impersonal. Tell you straight to new beginning. After all, this is the ground, time to get down. Give up the town, give up the sound, give up the crown. Let your sentiments around, I know them a creep to shoot me rounds. But I'm a beast, can keep me down. I've been unleashed underground, lost or found, so gotta count. Bless the present moment is bound. I'm sleeping on a mattress, that's better than a couch. I'm glad I worked it out. I've been evicted, never the victim of my route. Never they witness, but they know what I'm about. Watch me show you how. Then you probably be like, wow. You learn when we fell with music. Always knew myself, can't stand pumping gas for shoutly. My music is my wealth, but then my soul was overwhelmed. By my own, I can't you tell if 28 don't ring a bell. At least my fucking time gets fair. So,
say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Kojo Easy Dapte is an Afro-soul music producer, songwriter, keyboardist, composer, and poet. Born and raised in Accra, Ghana, he currently resides in Canada, writing, composing, and producing songs with various artists in Canada and around the world. Today we have Kojo Easy Dapte. Hi, Easy, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a music producer and musician.
Yes, thank you. My name is Kojo Easy Dapte. I've been making music in Hamilton, Canada for over a decade. And so I continue to make music, produce some songs for other musicians, and also songwrite for other musicians in Canada and Ghana.
Who are the other producers and artists you work with? And what does everyone play or do?
So I work with a music producer here in Hamilton called Onglish. I've also worked with a musician and producer called Mother Tarika. And I've also done some songwriting for artists, some of them called Shanika Maria, Cole Moore. I've also worked with a number of Ghanaian artists. And so that's the breadth of work that I've done. I primarily play keyboards, and I usually work with live bands and sometimes do a little electronic production. So the electronic production is what inspired my upcoming third album.
You have a brand new single called Protest. What is the story behind this song?
Yes, the story, it's protest, is it's a feeling and an idea around what we've seen throughout the pandemic. As many of your listeners would know, we witnessed the grotesque murder of George Floyd during the pandemic. We also here in Canada witnessed the deaths of Regis Paquette Kosciuszko and other black people at the hands of police and other institutions. And there was a general sentiment of protesting in the street and trying to fight for racial justice. So the song Protest just brings that feeling back to the forefront.
What does it mean to be working towards liberation with people from around the world?
Yeah, it means that we should think about how our liberation ties in with other people's liberation. So, for example, for Black people living in Canada and in North America, when we are fighting for racial justice, we should remember that there are also Black people in the Caribbean and on the continent of Africa and in Europe that are also fighting for the same things that we are fighting. Another example I could give is at some point in our history, women were not allowed to vote, and women all over the world were fighting for rights, for suffrage. And so when you talk about liberation and you find your liberation and other people's liberation, it makes our world a better place.
May we hear some of your music?
Sure thing.
This is Protest on the Wednesday Morning After.
Call me professor. No shots, just straight up lessons. Chilling on the bay, waiting for that day. They say time flies by. It's been a minute. Been around the world and seen every revolution come and go. Making every statement you could ever know. Emerenaso,
let us be our OTEST.
Emerenaso,
let us be our OTEST. Never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
The African trails won't let us go. No matter where we are, we'll find our way home. Listen up, never give up, never give up. Liberate your minds, liberate your minds. Emerenaso,
let us be our OTEST.
Emerenaso,
let us be our OTEST. Don't ever give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
It's the KOJO, people call me fail. Molesta, vamos la protesta. Desmond Hampton, Lord Hooks. Your memories don't die, they only ride high. Floating in the sky, weather knocked down, shot down, blacked out. We're here for the black joy, oh. We're here for the black joy, oh. We're here for the black joy, oh. Emerenaso,
let us be our OTEST.
Emerenaso,
let us be our OTEST. Never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
Emerenaso, let us be our OTEST. Emerenaso, let us be our OTE. Don't ever give us a freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
We don't want no trouble.
No need on our necks.
Peace.
We don't want no trouble.
No killings in the streets.
We don't want no trouble.
No arrest at night.
We don't want no trouble.
No knees on our necks.
We don't want no trouble.
No killings in the streets.
We don't want no trouble.
No arrest at night.
Let us be our O-T-E-S-T.
Maranatha.
Let us be our O-T-E-S-T. Never give us a freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
You have a new album called Radical Thoughts coming out later this spring. What can we expect of this new work?
Yes, it's very different from my previous albums, my two albums, Daylight Robbery, my debut record, and my sophomore Giant Stories of Existence, Resistance, and Resilience were based on the live band, the live feel. This time around, I'm working with music producers that use samples and loops and think about ways of making music in a non-traditional way. So I think that's the breath of fresh air that I needed to push me in my songwriting. Because usually, as I said, my songwriting, I do it on a keyboard and then work with a band to make it fuller. But this time around, I had to be challenged by the non-traditional productions that I received from the collaborators on the album.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Of course.
This is Party, aka Clementine, on CKUT.
Yeah. Sometimes we gotta.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
They can go to my Bandcamp. That's that if you want to support musicians, that's the best way. But my music is also available on all music platforms. They can enjoy the whole foray of music that I've been putting out for the last decade.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you very much for having me on your radio show.
You have been listening to Kodjo Easy Day Uptake, speaking about his music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. Manifestement is a meeting between a performer, two musicians, and many other people, stories, and things. Manifestement is perhaps the fruit of discussions around what is an overt gesture, whether choreographic or musical. A fundamentally intimate and endless reflection that we wish to share with you. At least that's what we hope. With us today, we have choreographer, dancer, writer, and researcher, Enora Riviere. Hi, Nora, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to create Manifestement.
Well, thank you very much for your invitation. So I'm a French artist based in Montreal since 4 years. At first, I'm a contemporary dancer. And when I started to do my own work as a choreographer almost 10 years ago, I became a writer at the same time. And it became inseparable for me. I mean, dancing makes me write and vice versa. So that's why my first project, which name is Obscene, is both a choreographic project and a book. I mean that I asked myself the following question for this project. What is a dancer's life and how to tell the story of a dancer's life? And I proposed two answers, one on stage, which is a duet of two dancers, two girls, and one in a book. And for the book, it was a long process because I did collective interviews with the same group of dancers for many weeks on a full-time basis. And I wrote a sort of fictional biography of dancers, a kind of polyphonic text that in a way stories of each one. And what interests me to develop is to develop a discourse about dance from the point of view of the dancers. I mean, about the work of dance. And since the beginning, I'm interested in creating spaces for the words of the dancers. And I mean, in that sense, for me, it's quite political. And this is what I've been pursuing since then in my project in different forms. I'm really obsessed, maybe, with finding words to share the reality of this job as a dancer. How do we do to do what we have to do when we are dancing, performing? What's happening for the dancers in terms of awareness? What are his tools to do what, to do that or that, or blah, blah, blah. So for me, the practice, and not only for me, I hope, the practice of dance is not so known and is not recognized enough. And for me, this is must be done by telling our work, not in a pedagogical way, but in a sensitive way, in a poetic way. I mean, like dance. So to go back to Manifestement, for Manifestement, which is a trio, two musicians and I ask myself, I ask also several dancers, what is an overt, how do you say, overt gesture, movement? So I asked them to tell me their experience about a choreography, which was very important for them. And then I asked also the two musicians, what is an overt sound? So Manifestement is really related to my first project. I mean, all my projects, it uses the same questions. And it's a mix of movements, words, music, and it's quite intimate. And what I have to say also about this process is that Manifestement has changed a lot from the beginning because of the pandemic. So we couldn't work because it's a project between two countries, France and Quebec. So it was very long. We need to wait the moment we'll be able to join, meet and work together. And the time you have, I have so many time waiting for beginning the work that this time changed the way I think the project. So it's quite different from the beginning. But at one point I asked myself, what's really important for me to share on stage today with the public regarding to the question of the project at the beginning? What kind of presence? I would say that Manifestement is made of tiny things, details, little things, humor also. Well, actually, I'm laughing at myself on stage. I'm laughing at myself.
Who are the others involved in this production of Manifestement, and what does everyone do?
So the other people involved, there are two musicians who are on stage with me, Vincent Legault and Benoît Boubou. There is also the light designer, Séverine Riem, but also three other persons very important during the whole process. Till now, they were in front of me watching the work. So it's Marie Moujol, Morena Prats and Thierry Grapot.
What is the story you're telling in Manifestement?
I would say that I tell dance stories, dance thoughts, feelings. Manifestement talks about the body, about the show, about the fact of being exposed, talks about the thing we don't see when you see dance.
What are the messages you are trying to leave the audience? What should the audience take away from the production?
I don't think I'm trying to get a message. I try to share something of this profession. I try to invite the public into the... Maybe I try to invite the public into the body of the dancers, into the way of thinking of dancers in an intimate way. at the end, maybe I try by this way to connect the audience to his own body, to his own feeling and thoughts also.
May we listen to a few minutes of audio from the production?
Okay.
C'est vrai que quand ça commence, on ne sait pas si ce sont des souvenirs ou si c'est quelque chose qui se passe à ce moment-là et c'est pas important de savoir. Mais c'est évident qu'on entre dans une situation d'émotion, de vécu, qu'on va essayer de traverser le plus honnêtement et le plus simplement possible, sans être en vraie représentation. C'est-à-dire d'être simplement là, par rapport à ce qu'on a à faire, de ce que ça représente d'être là.
What are the dates and times and locations of this production of Manifestement?
We will perform Manifestement this week on Thursday, the 28th and Friday, 29th of April at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, the 30th at 6 p.m. at Théâtre La Chapelle, Scène Contemporaine, which is located in Saint-Dominique Street, just below Avenue des Pins in Montréal.
What are your future goals for Manifestement?
My future goals? Well, first, when you change the theater, I mean, you have to adapt the show to the theater, so we'll have to adapt it to La Chapelle. And then having pleasure on stage, fun with the whole team and sharing something with the public. I don't think I have other goals.
If our listeners want more information or to buy tickets to the show, where should they go?
They should go on La Chapelle website, which is lachapelle.org.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Honora Rivière speaking about Manifestement. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Être vacciné contre la COVID-19 ne vous protège pas contre ça. Ou contre ça.
Man, qu'est-ce qu'on mange?
Ni ça. Vous protège pas de ça.
De la pluie et encore de la pluie cette fin de semaine.
Ou ça. Ou même de ça.
Ne quittez pas. Votre appel est important pour nous.
Par contre, avec le vaccin, vous êtes protégé contre le virus. La vaccination, encore et toujours la meilleure protection. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
always in my mind. Finally got it done. Pray for sunshine. Wonder why there is rain. Ask me why, but I don't get to explain.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Tug of War is a rat race between Tess Martins, Holly Timpener, and Matthew Moyer. Bound together for 3 hours, they will each pull a three-way, 2-meter rope connected in the middle. A video installation will accompany this performance, where they will change directions to reach the buttons of a keyboard in an attempt to communicate with one another. Through this performance, they will commit to remain connected against unremitting force. With us today, we have Tess Martins and Holly Timpener. Hi, Tess and Holly, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you are involved in Tug of War.
Hi, my name is Tess, and my pronouns are she, her. And I often work with Holly as a collaborator, and this is my first time working with Matt Moore as a collaborator. So I'm very excited to be working with both of them. I am a performance artist since 2018 when I graduated from University of Waterloo, and I've done many things internationally and nationally in Canada, mostly in Quebec and Ontario.
And Holly, what about you?
Yeah, my name's Holly Timpener. I'm a trans non-binary performance artist and my pronouns are they, them. Yeah, working with Tess has been so amazing. We've been working together on multiple projects throughout the years, especially through the pandemic. Actually, Tess and I started doing a lot of work in our own spaces about connection and how can we continue collaborating? How can we continue connecting in our own spaces without being physically together? So I think maybe that might be a little bit where this project came from and our thinkings about connection and togetherness in this tension with COVID. I've been working as a performance artist. I work in duration with works between 3 and 24 hours. Currently at Concordia, writing my PhD in the humanities with a research creation project, working with other trans and non-binary artists as well.
Who are your co-performance artists in Tug of War? And what does everyone do?
We have Holly, and then we have Matt and I, and it's just the three of us, and we do equal amount of work, and we'll kind of see during the performance who can do the 3 hours, and I think we all can, times two. We all come up with different concepts, what we're going to be putting on for the performance, what different elements and concepts we want to explore during our performance.
Yeah, we all kind of, I mean, the concept was quite, it was Tess's idea, I believe, originally, this kind of doing a three-way tug of war. And then we came together. I will give props to Matt a little bit, who's not here, for kind of working a little bit more. Matthew works with video quite a bit. So they were they took a little bit of the lead in figuring out the video aspects of the work, because we'll be trying to reach keyboards and write to each other on the keyboards while also being tugged and pulled from this way and that. So we all definitely do it all, but we have meetings and through our collaboration, through our conversations, kind of say, okay, well, I can maybe get the rope, I can maybe get this. And then if not, we go out together as a group and search for materials and have conversations as a group.
What is the story you are telling in Tug of War?
Well, the concept was basically La Centrale first started with La Centrale asking something to do with the pandemic. And I thought we physically are distanced. And I was thinking two meters. We always been told 2 meters. So I thought 2 meters of a rope, but we're pulled and pushed, pushed and pulled. We want to come close to people, but we don't. Also, this idea of play and labor, I work with that a lot in my work. Holly and I did a performance called Soapbox Construction 101 in Montreal. We made soapboxes out of garbage and we raced down the streets of Mile End and it was all filmed. Also, gender constructs, like this is, I think of strong men when I think of tug of war, and that it's only that strong man is depicted as pulling that rope and being strong. And I think that any gender can be depicted as that too, as strong, physically strong and willfully strong.
What is the run for Tug of War and where can it be seen?
Oh, well, we're doing 2 days. I believe it is the 28th and 29th of this month. And we'll be working for 3 hours between 6 and 9 p.m. And people can come and witness either through the window, which we think is kind of interesting as well, because that speaks again about the separation from COVID, wanting to see each other, having to be separated. And there's a few folks that will be able to enter masked, of course, to witness more of the like energy inside. So there is kind of a choice there. And then we have an artist talk on the 30th from at 2 o'clock, I believe, where we can kind of engage a little bit more with Mathieu Lacombe, who will be our deliberator.
What is the process you went through designing and choreographing Tug of War?
It is not necessarily choreographed. It will be done on the day of the performances. We will explore and find out and answer questions that we have about what we want to find out by pulling this rope as a group of three. There is also, we rely more on our body and we embody our actions as artists. So I hope that people
I think that performance art is super special because of that, because it does have this non-choreographed, but more of a concept based. And it's so special because we kind of come in with this idea or question and we discover, Sheila, like you had said earlier a little bit, we discover these answers and discover all these new things that's like really special within performance art.
If our listeners want more information or to buy tickets to see the performance, where should they go?
It's free, I believe, right?
Free. And La Centrale Powerhouse Gallery, there's a website and it will have all the information and it'll have all our bios and promotional material, but it's free. Come on Saint-Laurent, La Centrale. Come check it out. Come for a bit. Come for the whole time.
Come be a voyeur and stare through the window.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sheila.
You've been listening to Tess Martins and Holly Timpener speaking about their production, Tug of War. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Sitting in the parking lot thinking about what did I say? Did I tell you I need you in every single way? Because of everything you do, but because of all the things I say, you do not deserve to be treated that way. A thousand sorries more, cause I know I'll leave you tomorrow. Please don't break my heart.
because of everything I say. Please don't break my heart, though I know I already broke yours. Conversations without words, feelings that are never heard. We don't need to waste our time. You and me never fight. Baby, we're broken inside. This time, I'll spend the night to rewind the things on my mind. And I know what I know, yeah, I know I'm wrong every time. But sex with you is easier tonight. I'm chasing red lights.
I think I got something.
You want a douche?
Yes, of course.
We good?
We good.
Il verse de l'eau sur sa tête pour se nettoyer.
On chante. On peut parler aussi, mais on va prendre un recording.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
We understand that migration is a huge issue for the United States. In the case of Cuba, we have agreements in place from decades ago, and the Trump administration chose not to comply with them, and the Biden administration has continued the same approach.
The U.S. and Cuba hold high-level talks for the first time in 4 years with a focus on migration. We'll speak to Cuba's deputy foreign minister. Then the world's richest man, Elon Musk, has reached a deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion.
Musk or no Musk, Twitter and other social media platforms have a responsibility to ensure that they are not amplifying hate and disinformation, conspiracy theories, and bigotry.
We'll speak to Jessica Gonzalez of Free Press and Evan Henshaw Plath, a.k.a. Rabble. He was the first employee and lead engineer of the company that created Twitter. Plus, we talked to Steve Donziger, the environmental lawyer who sued Chevron for ecological devastation in the Ecuadorian Amazon. After Chevron was ordered to pay billions, the company went after Donziger personally. After nearly 1,000 days...